All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Oh, hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Did you have a lovely weekend?
I had a good weekend, yes. Mm. How about you guys?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend.
I just laid around. Just can't do nothing else.
Stayed here.
Just sad. I feel like
I thought you were gonna have a productive weekend.
I feel like you were just sitting. Feel like you're just sitting at a window, like watching the raindrops.
No, yes. I went and saw my friends at the golf course.
Oh, you did.
You did that, Leroy. Oh, wait a minute! Don't be that guy, Leroy.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Because you know they don't like that guy. You're annoying.
No, when I waited till they were done. I went, like, I know what time they end.
Even
so
more annoying. I want to go to the 19th hole and get a drink.
Here's why I did it. No lie. I was going to show the house, and a buddy of mine said he was going to come over after they got done golfing. And I said, you know what? I'll just come see you guys because there are going to be people at the house. So that's how it played.
He's bored. You're bored, aren't you?
I'm bored.
Damn. I'm bad, bro.
Can't shave. I'm gonna just let it grow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to wear a hat because I ain't gonna be up in public looking like top of Cowboy Stadium. That's not happening.
There's no more. No more. Texas Stadium's no longer.
Well, the old Texas Stadium.
AT&T Stadium. They got
this. Is the one where they refuse to put the blinds up because it's too sunny. Like they've made a stadium that just blinds their players, but they're good.
This is not even a week.
Yeah. All right, good for you, man. I'm sorry that you're at such a slow pace, but good for you.
After like 3 weeks, it's going to be like, I'm going to look like what's his name, was walking down the street running when I was going somewhere. Forrest Gump. Remember that beard?
I do.
That's what I'm going to look like.
Let us get to the mixed bag here on a Monday, mixing it on up as we have football camps getting into swing here this week. And getting ready for people to get to camp and all that good stuff here on a Monday. All right, Jacoby Brissett, we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show. He got that munion. This is what he had to say on his holdout ending.
Say to the people that might be skeptical of your holdout, given the record last year.
Skeptical about what?
The fact that holding out after going 1-11 for a team that struggled a year ago.
So what's the question?
What would you say to those folks?
Could care less. Deal got done.
Wow, okay.
Perfect answer.
I love it.
Perfect answer.
What would you say?
I love the way people, when you trying to get your bag, how they going to sit here and talk about what you should be and shouldn't be doing or question you.
Would you not?
Like, the way the world works is, folks, if you have a job, you're going to try to get paid as much as possible. All them people asking them questions is just mad because he got more.
Yeah, wouldn't your answer be like, would you stand behind that line for backup money for 16 games?
Like, hi, you know what? You know what I would have said? Here's what I would have said. The fact that you asked me that dumbass question when they brought in two quarterbacks getting paid more than their starting quarterback is insulting.
Crazy, man. Well, a quarterback who doesn't have to worry about how much he gets paid because it's a lot. Patrick Mahomes, this is what he had to say about being back at camp.
I mean, it's kind of always just been the plan, you know, like just looking at the dates and there were certain checkpoints I had to get to this point. And this is just another checkpoint on the schedule, you know, and so you have to continue to work. It's not like it's over and I'm just going to be able to play a game tomorrow. It's you got to continue to work and get better and better and go throughout practice and prove to the coaches, prove to the doctors and everybody that I'm the same quarterback I was before, if not better, and I can go out there and take care of myself and win football game.
You got to take that voice serious.
He need to go back. He's got a running game.
It's been 10 years.
Every single time he just starts.
It's been 10 years. Real, we know the voice. Don't make fun of the voice.
You think he gave a toast at Tay-Tay's wedding?
No.
Maybe.
He wasn't toast worthy?
No.
The QB?
Did he have a bachelor party?
Well, if you have a bachelor party, he'll give a toast to Travis and his boys, but I don't know at Tay Tay's party.
He's not allowed to. I wonder. Well, it's probably Jason, right? He was the best man. Oof, that.
I don't know. By the way, nobody knows the details about this wedding.
Has to be Jason Kelce. Who the hell else would be the best man?
Why not? You don't know.
No. Obviously, that would.
You think
be the
Tyreek
best
went to the wedding?
Thing. I think both of them would have done like some sort of.
You know, I say no, but he allowed Mike Vrabel at the wedding, so I don't even know.
Who allowed Vrabel in the wedding?
Mike Vrabel went to the Tay Tay wedding. Went to Tay Tay and Travis's wedding. There was that video of him. He was walking ahead of Mrs. Vrabel. She looked pissed off.
You think Rossini was invited to the wedding?
No. I think she's, I think the last we saw her, she was on like a cruise. People
you think
Tay Tay
told her no, she can't come?
I don't think Tay Tay told her no, she can't come. I just think that they said, who are we picking, her or Vrabel, and they picked Vrabel. But then again, it wasn't an arena. You have enough space to space off the tables.
Well, it was at the Garden. We could have had another great fight in the Garden.
True.
We've seen many. We've seen Ali Frazier. We could have had Vrabel Rossini.
John Lynch, he runs the San Francisco 49ers. And this is what he had to say about Kyle Shanahan being out.
Erster is our assistant head coach. He will kind of assume those duties in conjunction, in concert with our staff. We're not going to blink. We feel like we're well-equipped for something like this. We understand what a tremendous leader we have in Kyle. I think one of the great things Kyle does, aside from coaching his team, is leading this organization. And you know, I think he's a tremendous developer of his staff. And so we're not going to miss a beat. You know, we will keep you abreast of Kyle's progress as appropriate, as we deem appropriate. And you'll probably see Kyle out there on the field some when, you know, kind of to what he can tolerate. But you know, we're going to give the duties of actually running the team over to some other guys. And we have a really good plan and excited for Kyle to get back, but only when he's ready.
All right. There you go. John Lynch. Kyle Shanahan in a serious car wreck earlier in the month where he got 40 stitches in his face, broken ribs, broken nose. Yikes.
But relative to a car accident, right? Not trying to make light of it. But if those are your injuries and you had no internal stuff, you're okay.
Other than, they said he had a severe concussion too. So I don't know how much that's messing with him.
Okay.
You can just go okay.
So that means when he's up 28-3, he's going to run it next time?
I don't know, dude.
Right.
I don't know. Just saying. That's what
I just think when the first thing
injury.
The first thing when they said he was out, I was thinking of all the possible injuries he could possibly have. And when I heard the injuries, I'm like, oh, he's going to live. He's fine. I don't know about the pain, about the severity of all those injuries, but he had no internal injuries.
Again, he did, though. He had a brain injury.
Let me ask you this. If you're the other person in the crash and you find out you just got into a car crash for your team's head coach, how are you feeling?
How are you feeling about, like, what?
Like, you're already in the crash, so you're feeling bad. But what come to find out that the person you got in the crash with is the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Like, how am I feeling when I get into the crash?
Like, how you
like
gonna,
I found out there was a famous person that
crashed
into me?
Like, you oh, my God. And what if you root for the team? That's what if you're a diehard? Niner fan.
You think you tried that move after he healed up?
You better go.
Even know what was the cause of the
who's
accident.
Ever at fault.
Right.
Usually when they're not saying it's usually the fault of the guy who did it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
When they're like, we don't want to disclose anything, you know.
It wasn't
so that means it was.
Because usually when it's not their fault, do we not find out fast it was not their fault?
Oh, they put that guy out there, right?
Yeah. So, but we'll see. You know, I'm just assuming. I don't know. Anyway, best of luck, Coach Furster. Good to see you bounce back, buddy.
Hey, quick question. Would you take De'Aaron Fox on the Miami Heat?
Would I take De'Aaron Fox on the Miami Heat?
Yeah, because somebody over here in the chat line is trying to cape for De'Aaron Fox.
Well, because that's
a lot of cheddar for De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. So you're saying you got to trade Wiggins, Davion, Bobby Portis, or Nico to get him?
Oh, my God. The contract kicks in this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one, dude.
No.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
I like De'Aaron Fox, but not that much.
Damn, that's right. The contract extension kicks in right now.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Can the Marlins stop the pain? Back after this.